Hello and welcome to the Align Research Podcast. Today I'm joined by John Taylor, who's CEO at Pathfinder Minerals. How are you today, John?
Yeah, good to hear from you, Zach. Very well in isolation in rural Essex, but all good here.
Okay, well, I've got some carefully crafted questions for you. The first one of which is following on from last week's RNS, that there is now 100% of the current owners of the license involved in the sale negotiations. Is it fair to say that this is a game changer for the company?
Well, Zach, look, I think it's certainly a very positive step. I mean, I think from being in a position where you could argue that there were some parties in the mix that were not overly focused on a pragmatic commercial settlement, I think we've now entered a period whereby every stakeholder involved in this recognises the futility really of the stalemate up to this point. So I think everyone's much more focused on working through options towards a resolution that hopefully will work for everyone. I think there's also fair to say that there's also an emerging weariness of the situation as it stands at the moment, and a recognition that no party involved in this is extracting any value from it. So that needs to change, and I think it has changed, and I think all stakeholders are acutely aware of the fact that needs to change, and are now working towards it.
Right, there have been many false dawns in the Pathfinder Minerals story over recent years regarding a resolution, and some remain understandably sceptical of a deal actually being concluded. Can you explain why this time it is really different?
Well, for the reasons I think I've just outlined, I think we may be entering a window here in which we need to work fast to exploit the positive sentiment of all of the stakeholders now involved in this. That would obviously include the government of Mozambique. We attended the UK-Africa Investment Summit in January, and I think it was made fairly clear to me that there's a huge amount of focus in the government over foreign direct investment. Resolving this issue, I think, removes a long-running contentious sore within Mozambique. But I'm not sure I'd categorise the past periods, as you put it, really as many false dawns. There's been a huge amount of work done by previous directors in the company that's led us to this point. For instance, securing the legal position as reflected in the UK High Court and Court of Appeal rulings was incredibly important, as was all the positive work done by the likes of AFG in building dialogue and trust across the stakeholders within Mozambique. So I think it's more of a long journey to what now may hopefully be a positive outcome rather than a series of false dawns, as you and others have put it. So I kind of see our job as building on the good work done by those in the past, and hopefully now pushing all of that work towards a positive outcome.
I know that you bought into the warrant and loan package, which was at a premium. What can shareholders take away from this?
Well, look, I hope it's seen as a vote of confidence in the company's current position, and where I hope that we can get it to. I think, unlike others, I've never really seen the outcome here as being binary, as a lot do. I think any resolution to this situation involves the UK PLC to some degree, and given where our share price is at the moment, I think any resolution will look very positive in terms of today's available entry point. I mean, that said, our challenge is negotiating and driving towards a solution that's acceptable to our wider shareholder base and one that they will approve. So that's a huge check and balance for the board that is constantly on our minds. I think that the confidence I have is also a reflection of the trust I have in the wider board members. You may be aware that Dennis Edmonds joined the board last year, and his impact since him joining has been incredibly positive. His background in Southern Africa and his legal training is a huge bonus for us. But his presence has also brought a much more active role in the board to assist what really is a very small employee executive footprint. So his input has multiplied our capacity and given me a huge amount of assistance. So all of that, I think, gives me faith that we're well positioned to seize the opportunity emerging here.
Can you elaborate on the sheer magnitude of the prize at hand here, given the most recent scoping study valuing the project at over $1 billion?
Well, the size of the prize, I don't think, has ever really been in doubt here. You're right, the scoping study of 2019 upgraded the net present value of the project to over $1 billion on forecast revenues of somewhere close to $300 million a year. To get to that point, though, involves a lot of capex, clearly, but the asset NPV clearly makes that investment a very enticing proposition on an NPV basis, you know, even at very large discount rates. The immediate prize, though, here is trying to get to a position where all the relevant stakeholders are aligned on a commercial settlement in relation to the license itself. And the Pathfinder was trading on a market cap of around £80 million prior to the license dispute emerging, and that was based on much lower project NPVs at the time. So the potential upside of this initial resolution, I think, is highly significant in any terms.
A number of commentators are fearful of future dilution on a deal conclusion. How do you intend to address this?
Yeah, look, dilution's an area we're always focused on, whether it's in relation to the overall deal conclusion or indeed in raising funds for the company for ongoing working capital requirements. The funding we've just raised, in effect, a convertible loan instrument, I think demonstrates that focus and how that was structured. I think at the deal conclusion point, then potential dilution needs to be viewed in two areas, those being potentially at the asset level or indeed at the PLC level. And where it comes, I think, depends on how any commercial resolution is funded. So if we look at the asset level first, if funding was provided for resolution at the license level, then the PLC could potentially receive, say, a carry in the license going forwards. And your view on how big that carry should be would clearly depend on whether you come from the camp that believes that the PLC owns 100% of this or should own 100% of this, or you come from a camp that believes perhaps we don't really have anything in this at the moment, and getting a percentage carry going forwards is a bonus. Secondly, if you look at the PLC level, if funding came in for a resolution by a PLC, then clearly existing shareholders would be diluted in terms of the percentage of the company they would own. But in either case, given the NPV involved here and the facts that funds would be being raised based on a resolution, that would be quite a nice problem to have. And you would expect any share price that funds came in at to be at a considerable premium, or indeed a multiple of where they are now. And of course, in any case, any resolution would ultimately be put before the shareholders, and they would have the final say in saying yay or nay to that. So it really is a case of any dilution coming in the future being for very, very positive reasons, and one that the shareholders would ultimately have the final say over.
Finally, how do you see the hoped-for resolution endgame for shareholders playing out during the next few months?
Well, Zach, look, I wouldn't like to speculate on the outcome, or indeed publicly declare the company's hand in terms of our position or our negotiating strategy. I'm sure you'll accept that, as will others. I think the two scenarios I've just outlined previously would seem sensible objectives to try and work towards. I think all I would say is that the board is focused on exploiting this window and focused on delivering the very best outcome we can for all of our shareholders. Of course, there's no guarantee that a suitable resolution can be delivered, but I think there are a lot of reasons at the moment to be increasingly optimistic, as I hope I've outlined in the previous answers to your questions.
John Taylor, CEO at Pathfinder Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
No, it's my pleasure, Zach. Thank you.